Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of things to get to before the deadline, the draft just wrapping up. And to help us cover it all, we head out to the fan hotline. He's a play-by-play broadcaster for the Guardians High A affiliate, the Lake County Captains. And he's a good friend. It's Logan Potoski joining us now. Logan, what's going on?
Hey, Jake. Enjoying the last couple of days of this year's All-Star break. And hope you're doing well, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Definitely doing well. A lot of people don't realize, okay, Major League All-Star break also means, for the most part, except for where Shane Bieber is right now down in the Complex League, also a Minor League All-Star break. We also take the same luxuries working in Minor League Baseball. So I hope you're enjoying your time off.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I've actually just got home from the golf course not too long ago, so getting in everything I can before we pick things back up a bit later this week.
Now we're talking. Logan, hey, we did just have the draft, which is obviously high A exciting news for you, because that means either very quickly or next year you get some new names to call. One of those names, a first-round draft pick by the Guardians that was a relatively surprise pick for a lot of people, and Jace Lavallette. Nobody really expected him to go as early. I know a lot of people that I saw had him mocked as second-round pick. Some people had him going somewhere in that range. What's there to like about Lavallette? What's there not to like?
You know, I mean, for him, from what I was hearing shortly after he was drafted, there was a point not too long ago, I'd say after his previous season, there was talk to him even being 1-1. But batting average went down just a little bit. I believe he hit around 250 in his final season with Texas A&M. But he is a big-time power bat. He's 6'6", 230. 21 years of age, plays a fairly decent outfield as well, but it's just a big-time, big-swinging power left-handed bat. And, I mean, that size profile makes you think of Chase DeLauder in a similar realm. Just seems like the batting average is the thing he's continually trying to work on, but just that big-time pop is something that he looks to be giving the Guardians organization here, and looking forward to potentially seeing him in Lake County, whether that be maybe toward the end of this season, maybe at some point next year. But that goes with all these draft prospects. Like you were saying, Jake, this is a big time for me, because a lot of this talent, one way or another, I'm probably going to end up getting to see firsthand.
Hey, Logan, maybe you can call me out and tell me if I'm wrong, because I know last year didn't fit this build, but it feels like a lot of the position player talent that the Guardians have focused on as of the last couple of drafts has inched pretty heavily on trying to go and get outfielders. I mean, we obviously know guys, some of the top prospects like DeLauder, but guys you know as well, going and looking at a guy like Alphonso Rosario, who's with you right now in Lake County, Jason Chorio, and then you're even moving guys around like Khalil Watson, who they acquired a couple years back, CJ Kafis, who's in AAA right now, also playing a little bit of outfield. Does this feel intentional to you to be trying to find outfielders and trying to find guys that can play this position? Or is this, especially when we look this year, just a little bit by happenstance?
Yeah, you know, I feel like that definitely could have been a point of emphasis for Cleveland's draft strategy, because I'm going back to last year, Jake. We drafted 16 pitchers last year.
Yeah.
So you kind of felt like after so many pitchers last year, okay, there's probably going to be maybe a change in strategy, if you will, to a bit more of the position player side of things. And watching the draft, I can't tell you how many high school, at least labeled as shortstops, are going off the board too. So This seemed to be a more position player favorable class. But yeah, that outfield, seeing we've had guys over the past couple of years kind of playing multiple spots, being a utility man, even like a super utility man, playing infield and outfield, just trying to iron down those couple spots. I mean, especially at the big league level, you know, over the past couple of years, that stable spot really has been left field and Stephen Kwan. Center field, when he's healthy, it seems to be Lane Thomas, but, you know, he's had a couple of injury struggles this year. So it's really that center and right field spot at the moment are really the two that I think Cleveland's trying to hone in on here.
Logan, last one in the draft. Obviously, Jace Lavallette's a first-round pick is easy one to point to. As you looked at the next couple of rounds go by, was there another name that stood out to you that Guardians fans should be excited about in the near future?
Yeah, one that stuck out to me was a kid named Nolan Schubert. He was an outfielder at Oklahoma State, 6'5", 223, and the thing that kind of caught my eye was he went to a high school in Michigan called Orchard Lake St. Mary's. It's the same high school as Cleveland's seventh round pick in 2023, same as Alex Mooney. He's a primarily third baseman shortstop who's in Double A Akron right now, helped the Captains win last year's Midwest League Championship. They won two state championships together in high school, so it's kind of cool to see them reunite in the organization, but also, too, just another strong power bat out of Oklahoma State. I mean, he was two hits shy of winning the Big 12 Triple Crown last spring. He played 49 games last spring, hit 370 with 23 homers and 68 RBI. So that's another big name I think Cleveland fans should be excited to be on the lookout for here.
No doubt about it. Logan Potoski, play-by-play broadcaster for the Lake County Captains, with us here on the Fan Hotline. Logan, let's take a look at the big league club for a minute here, because they obviously, they go on a 10-game losing streak. The offense, I mean, to put it kindly, looks putrid, and then they wrap up the first half going 6-1, sweeping the Astros, winning 3 out of 4, only dropping one half of a doubleheader against the White Sox, and now have the fifth easiest schedule in baseball remaining down the second half. Is this team a playoff contender?
I think the All-Star break came at the perfect time, Jake, when you have that skid that you ended up mentioning there a short time ago, start to kind of get the wheels turning again. And really, I think the injury bug is kind of a big point to look at, because you have a guy like you mentioned, Shane Bieber, a bit earlier on. He's rehabbing in the Arizona Complex League right now. In fact, he's going up against Blake Snell for the ACL Dodgers. So you have a Cy Young battle going on in the Arizona Complex League right now. But just getting back some of those reinforcements potentially too. If you can just string together that kind of a similar 6-1 run, like you said, to bring an end to the prior to the All-Star break, things can happen and change very, very quickly, especially in the American League Central. I mean, right now, Detroit seems to have, at the moment, a top spot in hand, but you could potentially find your way into a wild card spot if this team tends to be heating up like the weather does here in Northeast Ohio. That just seems to be the theme for Cleveland baseball over the past few years.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. They always find a way to find a hot streak. But obviously, Logan, as we talk about, are they playoff contenders? Are they not? The question comes up as we approach the end of the month. Trade deadline on the way. Would you be looking to move off of a guy like Emmanuel Clase, or is that just too big of a move?
Yeah, that's a great point there. I mean, just in the bullpen, you feel like you have like two closer caliber pitchers in Clase and Cade Smith. But, you know, it's just, I feel like something like that would just, you know, depend on what's the market giving you. If you're considering offering him, do you potentially see a fit that can benefit your team? Or just, you know, in Clase at his peak form, he is one of the most unhittable pitchers in baseball. You're just trying to see if he can maintain that consistency throughout the rest of this year. So, you know, if you're even considering it, you're thinking constantly about, can he maintain his strong form that we know he has? If we don't think it's quite there, if we think we've gotten the most out of him, do we see some kind of market offer that can benefit us? That's really the only way you'd feel like he'd end up being moved. But just especially in the sport of baseball, it feels like some of these things can happen so quickly. And when you get towards that end of July, early August, that hot stove comes back. All those big-time trades and transactions happening very fast. So I'm, you know, just looking forward to just seeing how things end up panning out, because you really never know.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Logan, I think one of the other things as we get towards the deadline that people are focused on is how this team balances moving forward. Some of the older talent, like we look at a 39-year-old Carlos Santana playing first base. And then on top of that, some of the outfield bats with names like CJ Cephas, who could also be playing first base, Chase DeLauder. Is this to you like the Detroit Tigers of last year, where you end up being sellers at the deadline and it actually comes back to help you at some point? Or do you put some trust into the vets and actually use guys like Santana to keep around and hope that you make a run with them?
Right. I mean, that potentially could happen. Just obviously on my end, getting to see a lot of those prospects like Cephas, DeLauder and company firsthand, I know that they do have a lot to bring to the table. They've got very bright futures ahead. It's very much a game of rhythms and runs, the game of baseball, just considering the grind of a season that you play. And then, obviously, there's a lot of different factors, too. Service time, potentially. You want to try to maximize the amount of service time you get with your various prospects. With certain players, you get so many like send-ups and send-downs. So there's a lot of strategy for any team that goes into – when are you thinking of bringing prospects into the fold? Are they ready? On that front, since I became the voice of the captains in 23, I am very, very close to seeing that first big leaguer from Lake County during my time as the team's voice make it to the majors. I'm hoping that it's someone in the Guardians uniform. And at the moment, trending to be the case, just looking to see who it ends up ultimately being. But it's just all rhythm dependent. The way that this grind of a season goes, it's really a time will tell thing. I know it sounds kind of cliche, but just you almost just have to get a sense of what's that momentum like as you're getting closer to the end of this month. If you think someone's ready, maybe you make a move and give someone that shot, because with some of these big time prospects, it's like all you need is just that chance. And if they can hit it in stride, then that can change the trajectory of what you're thinking for your team. And that's kind of, you know, on the Tigers side of last year, that's kind of what happened. They figured they were in a spot where they could give some younger guys, some potential prospect players, that kind of shot. And it just ended up working in their favor. So we'll ultimately see what happens on the Cleveland side of things here coming up soon.
Logan Petoskey with us here on the Fan Hotline. Logan, talk to me about a couple of these prospects. You've seen guys like DeLauder. You've seen guys like Cephas. Do those at this point, I know that you pay attention to the prospects as they move up the ranks as well. Do they feel like they're MLB-ready bats? Do they feel like they're ready to take that step? Or even at Lake County, could you see parts of holes in their game that maybe they still got to shore up?
Right. Yeah. That's always a thing. Like, keep in mind, a lot of these prospects, too, it's still just very, very young. I mean, it's especially guys that you sign internationally. You're signing a lot of those players at 16, 17 years old at the time. So somebody like Jason Churio, for instance, he's just 20 years old. So he and he's already at the high A level. So somebody like that, you know, they have a lot to their game already, and then still continually building on, okay, what can I do to become more of a well-rounded player? Just Chase DeLauder is just first that comes to mind for me. I mean, he's reached base in 34 straight games with AAA Columbus. He's batting .278 in that stretch. 8 doubles, 5 home runs, 21 RBI, and 22 walks to 23 strikeouts. So he really is a well-rounded hitter. The exit speeds and launch angles are certainly eye-popping, given the frame he has. He's at about 6'4", 235, left-handed hitter. But it's the plate discipline and strong average hitting that really benefits him as well. And the same goes for C.J. Kapus, too, also with AAA Columbus at the moment. He's played 58 games for them, batting .290 with 11 doubles, 4 triples, 12 home runs, and 40 RBI. Now, strikeout-to-walk ratio a little bit less strong compared to Chase, 29 walks to 71 strikeouts. But, you know, like I said, these prospects are young, so they are blossoming talents, and they are still even more that they can develop to their game. So I'm just excited to see, again, just those first couple guys that maybe I got a firsthand look at the high A level get their shot in the bigs, because there's a lot of them with very bright futures on their way for sure.
All right, Logan, talk to me a little bit about Lake County. You mentioned the Midwest League title last year. Where are you sitting at right now for fans who might not be paying attention? What are the odds that the captain's got a good chance at running this thing back?
Yeah, so I will say the way the minor league season is divided into two halves, you get a first half and second half division champion to make it to the playoffs. We did not win the first half like we did last year. I will say the West Michigan Whitecaps, the Tigers high A affiliate, I know it's kind of tough to say because they are your AL Central foe. They had a three-headed monster in their lineup that just got promoted to Double A not too long ago. So they will be now, I guess, Akron's pitching staff is going to have to deal with them. But at the moment, in the second half standings at the All-Star break, we're just 3 games back. We're 10-11 in the second half. We've won our last 2. You know, I am just looking forward to seeing. Every year the MLB draft happens, there is some roster turnaround throughout the organization. You get players that are released. You get players that are promoted to, you know, another level. And then the rookies, some of them get assigned to play affiliated ball as this post-All-Star break stretch of the season starts. So we're definitely still in the running for sure. Captains still have 45 games left in the second half. So, and they're only 3 back. So there's a lot to look forward to for Lake County, and something for the captains too that I really have, you know, enjoyed seeing is some of these trades we've made, especially this past off season, the Spencer Horwich trade, the Eli Morgan trade. I've been able to see these prospects that we've gotten from those deals, and they're all faring well. So, you know, getting a sense of, hey, as to why you made these transactions that you did, if you get to get the chance to come out to a Lake County Captains game, you can get a look at these guys well before they get to the major league level, and they have been putting on a great show this year.
All right, Logan, one real quick one here to get you out of here. The most electric player who's going to be there for the second half of the Captains, that's on the roster right now. Obviously, it's tough to predict where guys are going to end up, but it's on the roster right now. Who's been the most electric to watch early on in the second half?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you said his name a bit earlier on here, Jake. Alfonso Rosario, right-handed hitting outfielder, mainly in right field. He's gotten a fair amount of reps in center as well. We got him straight up for Eli Morgan this past offseason from the Cubs. He's batting .275 with 14 home runs, 41 RBI. He's produced so many exit velocities, well over 100 miles an hour. He is just an electrifying player to watch. He's got a very strong arm and 10 stolen bases, too. And baseball runs in his family, too. He's cousins with Franmil Reyes, former longtime Cleveland slugger, and Ketel Marte, who hit a two-run double in the All-Star game tonight representing Arizona. So that is a fun name to watch. He just turned 21 less than a month ago. He's 6'2", 222. He is a very fun player to be on the lookout for in Lake County.
No doubt about it, Logan. Always a good time to have you on. Always appreciate the insight. If people want to find you, they can go over there. They can find the broadcast for the Captains. We're still on MILB.TV, correct?
Yes, are on MILB.TV. And if you have the Bally Sports Live app, we are on there for free as well.
All right, make sure you go check out the Captains as well as Logan's broadcast. You can find him at Logan Petoskey on X. Logan, always a good time. Appreciate you setting aside the time.
Appreciate it, Jake. Always a pleasure, my man.
Yes, sir. Logan Petoskey of the Lake County Captains, play-by-play broadcaster there with us on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to some of what Logan had to say.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.